help you in your college search?
Universal's premise is that we lose players from a great game because we fail to give them a good game. At every level, players have so many options now with Pokemon. You have Pokemon here?
Yes.
That's the reality of what we're dealing with. And when you look at the value that people get from playing tennis, a hard sport, it's a very hard sport. You'll fail thousands of times, millions of times probably, but you will become so strong doing it. So we need to provide people, more people, a greater majority of the people, a good game. So what makes a good game? We've looked at a threshold. I can talk about it, but it takes a little time. This man who devised universal tennis basically said, how often do people get a good game? He looked at the pro level and he found out the pros play a competitive match. That is where both players had to struggle to one to win and one to lose close. They found that they played competitive matches 70% of the time. That's how close they are to each other in the pro level-based system. At the top college level, it also reached 70%. Division I in the United States, 70%. On the women's side, it reached it 55% in the WTA Tour and 55% in the top college level for women. We think that that's probably because the serve plays a bigger role in men's tennis. Yes?
How do you
measure that? Great. Didn't want to take too much time, but it's a simple metric. Simply says, if you get seven games or more in a 2 out of 3 set match, you've probably had both the player that won probably had to struggle because he only broke you once a set, and the other person did pretty darn well. It didn't get broken all the time. So that's a threshold. If you get above that, it's even more competitive. The beauty of the universal rating is that it measures games won versus games lost, not matches won versus matches lost. So it actually shows you how much better you're doing against an opponent that someone didn't expect you to do well against. It also incentivizes you to keep struggling, keep trying to win one more game. Billie Jean King loved this system. As you know, World Team Tennis functions on a game-by-game system. She said, I love it because if people fight for one game, and then they fight for one more game, and they fight for one more game, that's how you win. Now we see juniors who know they're going to lose to a better player. They play a good set, lose 7-5. They're down 3-love in the second set. What happens a lot of times? I'm out of here. That doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't do the winning player any good, and it doesn't do the losing player any good. So this special sauce is this threshold. Did I answer it sufficiently on what is the threshold? Great. And these are the threshold. The appalling number is this 27%. In our regular age group tournaments, players were getting 1 out of 4 competitive matches. That meant that you as parents are paying oftentimes for hotels, traveling a long way, rental cars, flights, you're paying for 1 out of 4 good matches. That is unacceptable. If you went to a restaurant and you only got a good meal 1 out of 4 times, how long would you go back to that restaurant? So our goal is to use an international metric to have all of our tournaments be able to achieve a higher level of matches that reach this threshold, thereby giving more players an opportunity to grow faster, to have a better experience, and because universal is made independent of your age, we now can integrate people vertically. 15-year-olds can play 35-year-olds, can play 50-year-olds. As long as they're playing the right level, all are in the same system. Men and women, when it helps. That 27% was a killer, and that's made me spend the last 7 years devoting my efforts to that. What's a UTR? A couple of things to think about. 16-level scale from beginners to elite world-class professionals. Precisely and reliably determines individual player ratings based on match results. Games won versus games lost without regard for age, gender, or where the matches are played. The membership to this, I hope you'll all sign up after this, it's forever free. There are certain premium features where you can get more additional filters to look deeper into your record, more to track your historical rankings, but the premise behind Universal was a mission. The mission was to make this available to every tennis player in the world for free. We hope that some of you will join it so we can keep it going as a business. You've seen this before, rankings versus ratings. We talked a little bit about it. Rankings are a disincentive to performance very often. Ratings are an encouragement to try to perform. They give a person an aspirational ladder that they can climb. And the beauty of this one is, if I haven't gotten this point across already, if you're a swimmer or a track athlete, when you run a time, you may lose a race, but you might still see that you have raced your personal best. In tennis, we measure it like what we would call in college a pass-fail course. You either succeeded or you really screwed up. Excuse my language, but adolescents are particularly brutal on themselves. They just feel like the earth is ending. You have to put them on suicide watch. This is a much healthier way to think about the game. I did pretty well. I come away feeling uplifted. I can do that and wait till I get that person the next time. Points per round system. Through our research, and I'm not trying to offend any country system, but we found out around the globe, administrations, federations have gravitated toward a points per round system based on the rounds you reached. And it's a subjective way of evaluating talent. People who can afford to travel further, we often joke that they're what we call soft points. If you go to an ITF tournament in Uzbekistan, and then you come back, you're not a better player because you got to go to Uzbekistan. Your serve still is not a good second serve. But you may have more points. So it's like an airline loyalty card. If you fly Delta Airlines long enough, you get more points. But those points don't apply somewhere else. With Universal, we're taking the results from any silo of competition and folding them all into one giant database. That, to me, is the exciting part of it. And so it takes away the inconsistencies and inaccuracies of moving from system to system. It happens on the ATP Tour, WTA, ITF, USTA, it happens. I don't know if it happens here. But federations have adopted those systems because they're easy to administer and they don't raise a lot of questions with parents. Parents may not like the system, but they understand the system. Unfortunately, it comes out with inaccurate rankings and puts kids of the wrong levels together in the same tournament, which leads to very few competitive matches. Challenges for juniors to get full credit for their tournament competition due to aging up. When our junior players move up from 12 and under to 14 and under, as soon as parents get within 6 months of aging up to age 13, they start spending double because they have to get points in the 14 and under in order to have any chance to get a decent draw in the 14 and under matches. We should not be asking players, parents to double up on costs. Nor should we be asking our players to do it just to jump through better hoops. That's not fair to them. Worldwide, we see there are about 2,700 different ranking systems. That doesn't work. And we now have the technology tools to do this better. In the United States alone, we have the National Junior Circuit, ITF Junior Circuit. Our players are playing all these things, college, high school, club and regional rankings. Everybody's got something different. Universal credits results from any developmental pathway. They're calculated based on up to your last 30 matches within a calendar year. The idea is juniors will go through about 30 matches in 2, 3, 4 months. Adults will go through it. Maybe they don't have as much time. They go into a tournament. Maybe it takes them a year. But instead of being fixated on your last 6 matches and saying, oh God, I don't want to play that player across the city, you just say, I want to improve my rating. A quick story about 2 players from France, and this is really modeled on the French system. French have a wonderful system where a tournament may last up to a month. For the pros, they incentivize their post-college or post-tour players to keep playing because they have prize money events all the time. Players can win up to I'm told $60,000 to $80,000 a year just playing inside the French system alone. But the pros don't have to begin the tournament until the last weekend in the quarterfinals. They don't have to go through everybody else. The other players are coming in one qualifying draw at a time at their proper level. If they win a match against the person they're a little better than, they get to play someone they're even with. If they beat someone they're even with, they get to play someone that is better. They may lose then, but they've come in and they've had a good sequence in the way they've learned. When they've won two matches, they're ready to play the better player. We put our weak players in the same draw at the same time, and we wonder why they say, I'm going to go do something more fun, like play in the United States, play Ultimate Frisbee or Pokemon. Question?
Who's responsible for the data?
It's a...
If we don't adopt it in Denmark, or you just sign up for yourself, who's then responsible for your data? You're not able to put your own data in?
Or? You're not now.
No. Okay.
What we're trying to do is to establish credibility through any association. So if it's published and we can either electronically, what's called scrape it,
yeah,
or the association will feed it to us, which saves us money on those technical costs. So the hope is to have all federations begin to feed their information through what's called an API into the system.
But here in Denmark, it will depend on our federation.
It will. It will. So we've had wonderful talks with some of your people already.
Okay.
They're very keen on this idea. Some of the features of this, Tennis Australia people were excited because with historical ratings now, we can actually track the development of the Australian juniors versus the juniors in the U.S., versus the juniors in the LTA, versus the juniors in Denmark. So at every level, it gives us better tools for understanding how good a job are we doing in our development. Games won versus games lost. Opponent's rating comes into effect. If you play well against an opponent with a higher rating, you actually will get a lift in your rating, even though you lose. And your opponent's reliability. The reason we'd like to have Danish results in the system is right now, probably your top 200 players, maybe your top 100 players, all have 100% reliable ratings because they play ITF or futures. If we had more of your domestic results, all the players beneath that would have ratings with 100% reliability, and then the federation or independent people could begin to create events. We have events in California now going on with 310 people just based on round robins on a weekend. And they love it. People are getting so much better experience out of it. So 253,000 players around the world, 204 countries. Now serving up 3.25 million match results and counting. And we have all these people working for us now. really amazing. It's very expensive, but it's... No, that's what this company hopes to do, which is to do something with new technology tools, big data, and do something that will facilitate the most transformative change that we've seen in the last 40 years in tennis. So not only do your federations need to get behind this, but you as parents and consumers need to get behind it, because the consumer is king these days. We live in a horizontal world where you get to dictate a lot more of what happens in your experience. It's not so much people telling you what to do anymore as much as giving the consumer much more choice. Eventually, we'd like to make it possible for anybody to pick up their iPhone, find an opponent, go find a court, have a great match. Then we would have a real way of communicating, inspiring, educating our kids, helping them find a college. Pretty amazing system. You've been very patient in listening to me talk. I would love to answer any questions that you have. And let's see if I have any more slides. You've seen that one. They love playing a great game, and we love helping them find one. And then all you have to do is go to universaltennis.com and sign up either for your free basic membership, or you can look into your... I think it's $4.95 a month. It's less than the cost of a tennis lesson, or the premium plus feature is I think it'll cost you about $90 a year, something like that. It's the cost of a tennis lesson. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Any questions? I can't have answered all your questions.